Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 316. Thankful. Simple. One word, two syllables. And it just hit me. What is the most important word in your life? Thankful. Why? It's how I healed. It's how and why I started the podcast. It's what I share on the podcast. It's what I tell people to do. And it's completely now, and at this point I can say that because it's just a muscle that has grown and it's become my little superpower. Like at the end of the day, no matter what happens, if you can remain being thankful, I mean, you win. I mean, when you're like complaining, you're not thankful. When you're stressing, you're not thankful. When you're worried, you're not thankful. But if you're thankful all the time, that's the purple. You're replacing the yellow with the purple. And you always have something to be thankful for. Every day you have something to be thankful for. So again, are you focusing on the yellow? Are you focusing on the purple? Because if you focus on the purple, the things that you have, the things that you are thankful for, your blessings, that's a feel-good thing. Think of the person you love the most. You'll feel better. Case in point. Done. Boom. Takes a little work, takes a little time, but you'll get better at it, and that's what I'm experiencing. If I could go through something that I went through and wake up and be thankful, I mean, the whole story, and you'll hear it on this episode, but it just, you know, I went blah, 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 and then I woke up, and I was so thankful for this, this, and this. That wasn't me trying. Me coming up with fodder for the podcast. I naturally, organically, automatically was like, wow, how thankful am I? And again, it's like it's kind of exponentially increases because you're like, wow, I'm thankful after that. Well, that's kind of cool. That just happened. I feel good because of that. Wow, look what's happening now. Look what's occupying the space between my ears now versus what was going on. The white noise, the yellow, the voice, all of that. It's a whole lot quieter, which means time's a whole lot better. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. If you want some help, I'm in a good place. If you want to chat, we can do it for free once. Give me a holler. Give me a message. Let me know. proupodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, want to share something, or you'd like to start training, I'm in a good place. Thank you. Enjoy. Thankful. If there was a question and it was simply stated, what was the single most important word in your life that had an effect on your life, that impacted your life, that changed your life, that made your life better? Thankful. Being thankful. It's kind of a cure-all, kids. Letting you in on a little secret. I have not done what I am attempting to do in quite a while. I got kind of a system down. At the control center of the Pro U podcast, I got a dry erase board and a went and bought a bigger new one. Take notes, got sticky pads, line it all up, write all the notes, transfer it all, organize, sit down, boom. That's kind of how I roll. And I like it. But at one point when I kind of started doing the solo pods, I would kind of sit down, basically like I am doing now, with an idea or a thought, and I would start talking. And at the end, I would press stop. And I remember the first few times it happened, I was like, wow, I just talked for 50 minutes without taking a break, needing to edit. And I kind of thought that was cool. Now, double-edged sword. There have been many times when I've probably talked over people where people have said you talk too much or yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, I think that's kind of the thing. If you're kind of introverted and don't share a lot, you're probably not going to have a podcast where you share your feelings and what you're going through. So it's that just embracing who you are. And there's just, I don't know, it was just this cool thing. Let me see if I just thought of this quote. But looking at yourself is a good thing. Oh, here it is. Look at that. So there's this book by Byron Katie. And this was an excerpt from it. Inquiry naturally gives rise to action. So what I was always saying, hey, what's the pro you path? Path of self-discovery. You're going to learn things about you. Not all good, not all bad, but it's going to make you address them. You know, not knowing, not being aware. You know, that's not a pro you path. When you begin to meet your thinking with understanding, your body follows. It begins to move by itself, so you don't have to do anything. So when I said things are becoming kind of automatic, happening by default, boom. Thank you, Byron Katie. Here's a great line. Inquiry is about noticing our thoughts, not changing them. So it's like, oh, I tripped out about that. Oh, I woke up in a funky mood. Yeah, that's you. That's who you are. Oh, yeah, you'll be fine in like an hour, tomorrow, whatever. It's like, oh, okay. We're not trying to go, oh, you know what I found out? I have this weakness. Oh my God, I'm bad. What am I going to do to fix it? It's like, no, 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 no. Hold up. You got 7, possibly 8 out of 10. Good. 1, 2, possibly 3. Not so good. Focus on the good. Embrace the ones that aren't so good. Identify them. Strengths become weak. Weaknesses become strengths once identified. When you work with the thinking, the doing naturally follows. See that? When you work with the thinking, the doing, when you do little things consistently over time, that muscle gets stronger and becomes automatic, and it all makes you feel good. Gaining insight into your thoughts is only half the process. The other half happens when the insights come to life. So a lot of my clients, I talk to them, and they're like, you know, not feeling really comfortable or confident, but I like this, these kind of choices and these feelings. Well, fantastic. Going, wow, I've gained insight. That's half. Now you got to do it for 6 months, a year, 2 years, the rest of your life. That's where the insights start coming to life. And I have clients I've had for like a year or two, and they're going, you know, people are acting or reacting to me as if I'm different because of my choices. Therefore, my choices must be different because they're noticing them. And I like them, and I like how they make me feel. So there's the insights coming to life. Insight, I should ask for help. I should reach out. I should talk to that guy. It coming to life. I've been doing what he said for a year and a half. I feel better. Hey, done up. So just because I butchered that with my input, I'm going to read this thing. And it's not even, you know, from the same paragraph. These are just lines I liked, and I thought it went well together. Thank you, Tom. So I'm going to read it just for your benefit. Again, by Byron Katie. Inquiry naturally gives rise to action. When you begin to meet your thinking with understanding, your body follows. It begins to move by itself, so you don't have to do anything. Inquiry is about noticing our thoughts, not changing them. When you work with the thinking, the doing naturally follows. Gaining insight into your thoughts is only half the process. The other half happens when the insights come to life. And if you weren't aware, my Pro You Podcast Facebook page has all these quotes, and my Pro You Podcast Tom J. Dieter's Instagram account has all these quotes. everyone I like, I typically post. And I, you know, try to share as many as I can as well. So, being thankful and that whole thing, inquiry, you know, it was a weird thing, but at, I want to say 50, I was just like, well, Tom, like this stuff about you, see how it makes you feel. And I felt a little better. And it's like, okay, you're not perfect. And you made some moves and did this and that. How does that make you feel? Well, I feel a little better. Well, obviously feeling better is possible. You've done that. Why don't you just focus on that now? That's kind of what I've done. And I said, oh, breadcrumbs, you know, fruits of my labor. It's like I keep getting enough good to keep leading me down this path. And if there wasn't good, I wouldn't be able to make the choices I'm making. And I joke with my clients all the time. And I say, you know, if it was like, hey, not doing this, not doing this, not, you know, involved with anybody, not going anywhere, not doing a whole lot, not, you know, making a ton of money. And I'm not really doing well. I have no idea what I would be able to sell. But when I'm like, I have less of everything that I've ever had in my life, and I'm the best I've ever been, that gets people's attention. And especially if you know them and they trust you and you have history with them. So thanks for stopping by the well, and this is what I'm going to sell. Be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. Now, going back to the point, what I'm doing, I had nothing really to share when I got up this morning. Well, let's say yesterday afternoon. There was not, hey, tomorrow morning, get up and do a podcast. Hadn't really taken any notes. Had a couple things that kind of happened, but I was like, oh, they don't really mean anything. There's, you know, not a whole lot to them. And then something did happen, and I'm like, well, just share it all. I'm like, you don't really... And it was because how I felt about an hour and a half ago. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to turn on the old Zoom recorder and just start talking like it did back in the day. I enjoyed the dry erase board and that, and having notes and being organized and all that. And I do. And so I just really haven't done this in a while. And I thought, but it was kind of cool, and I used to be able to do it. So why don't you just sit down? I mean, no one's listening. You can... press erase, the magic of buttons, right? So there have been some moments in the past 2-3 weeks where I just really haven't felt solid. Now again, for perspective, best I have ever been. Summer of 54, best summer of my life. So get that first. This isn't me sitting in a corner, huddled, crying, with no answers. But there were just these shifts and these moods. And again, when you're good, 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 and something's a little off, you're like, hey, what's this? And someone said something. I was getting a massage. He says, well, you're also very hypersensitive to your body. And I'm like, you know, I totally am. I can feel everything as soon as I should foam roll to get that out. Oh, I think maybe I should touch that, you know. And I'm like, you know, not a bad thing, but it's being highly aware. And I'm like, well, I'm with that, with myself, and how did I get here? I was embracing my funk. I just came up with that. Like, I was like, well, that's just kind of you. And that was the big difference. It's like that beautiful mind again. You know, end of the movie. Hey, you're still married. You win the Nobel Peace Prize. Where are your delusions? Right there. Tom, 54, the best you've ever been. What about this, this, and this? Right there. Wow. No, it's like, I'm better, so I deal with it better. They just don't go away. So see, that's what we have to wrap our heads around. We can't go, oh, that part of me, I don't like it. I need to change it. It's, you know, the inquiry. It's like, okay, I found out, now I got to. No, we don't change it. We go, wow, look what I do. Look how I think. That monkey mind is just let loose. Look what it does. So I was just aware, and again, there was nothing like, oh, here's fodder for the podcast. It's just, oh, hi, just want to share, not feeling really good today. You know, it was nothing pinpoint, nothing, anything. But again, hindsight, looking back, going, well, so when I did the last episode about surrender, so you look going, look, here's the things you did to heal. Here's the things you did consistently. They're the things that you make, you know, that are your feel-good things right now. It's all becoming your purple. You're thankful for it. And then it shifts and it changes, and part of it's taken away, and you just got to be okay with it and move forward. And you do. And you're dealing with it, and you're changing some things, and you're learning some things. You're saying, okay, this is all right. I'll take this. Okay, I'm all right. Cool. Nobody's jumping up and down, yelling. I'm not in trouble. I'm fine. Just keep going. And then there was these moments of funk. I'm like, well, this is kind of who you are. You can still have the best summer ever and have funky moments. Feel kind of weird. And then this thing that happened before, I pay some bills with money orders and never had a problem. And I don't know when this was, a couple months ago, I had a problem with one. It just became a real stressful thing. Because it was like a $500 money order. And also it was like, whoa, that's, I give the money, I get that. If that thing's gone, I'm out the money. I had no clue. Ends up not having anything to do with me. It's other people's fault. So it all goes away. And I'm like, okay, perfect. I remember kind of letting go of that and what nothing I can do, and how you deal with the test directly determines the outcome of that test. Last week, the same thing happened again. I was like, I like my good. I like my feel good. There's this buzzing. Hey, you got to deal with this. Hey, this is there. Just this noise that they make about this thing. And I'm over here going, what did I do? Bill was paid. Bill was paid on time with the money order. And when I get the money order, guy's like, I worked here 12 years. I've never had one problem with a money order. That's how solid they are. So I start kind of going, well, you need to pay for these fees. And I'm like, oh, I was so mad. And then I start going, well, it's, you know, about that time, and I should move. And I start getting all these, well, what's the next place going to be, and expensive, and where should I look? And all this stuff kind of came in. So it's like when you slip from that 8 to that 7's a little less unaware than the 8 was. So it's a little more susceptible to that downward spiral. So I go, wow, I go, and I go to the beach the next day. As I kind of wanted to get a handle on this thing because I didn't like my stress. And I found out I couldn't reach the manager and there's nothing I could do. And then the whole day I was kind of like, okay, you just need to, you know, whatever you, and this is kind of the suggestion, like when you can't get that monkey mind, it's like, okay, breathe, close your eyes, do your gratitude list, say a prayer, do a chant. There's a sentence or two that you have memorized. Think of that one person you love. You know, whatever that go-to thing is, I was doing it. And I was doing it, and I was doing it, and I was doing it all day, and I was like, okay, this is trippy. But it's like you just get this, like if you ate something, you're like, okay, that doesn't feel good. I can tell inside my body I ate something bad. It's like that. I mean, not the same feeling, but it's like you can just tell going, I don't like this feeling. And I was just like, why is it in here? Like I can tell him, okay, you have power. I don't know what to do, and you guys are frustrated at me, and there's nothing I can do, and I'm mad at you now, and it's not going to be answered, and I got to sit and wait, and you wrecked my day, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yuck. Like, I definitely do not like that feeling, especially when I have this new feeling. Summer 54, best summer ever. I like me. And I get this, just this little noise, and I'm like, yuck. And it dissipated a little bit, and it dissipated a little bit. And this is a tad bit out of order. But about a week ago, it was this kind of feng shui, not feng shui moment. I was bending over to plug in my fountain, feng shui. And I've got this, you know, driftwood rising, you know, in my house, and there's just one piece that's by the fan, kind of sits behind the fan. It comes up, and it's about 4 foot tall, and at the top, I, you know, cut an edge, so it's kind of like a 45 degree, just so you can see kind of the wood grain more. You know, it's just kind of a decorative thing, but nonetheless, it's a point. And as I bent down to plug in the Zen Feng Shui fountain, I headbutted the point of this wood. And immediately I was like, okay, this is cut. This is bleeding. I hope I don't need stitches. So I go to the right to the fridge, grab an ice cube, go to the bathroom, and I just sit there with this ice cube on my head going, I cannot believe I just did that. Like, I'm just chilling in the house going, let me add fountain noise, water bubbling noise. Next thing you know, I'm bleeding, dripping into the fountain, into the sink. And my whole thing is, I don't want to do something dumb and go, okay, now I got to go to the doctor and I got to pay for stitches and I got to, whatever it is. It's like, oh. And I looked up and, you know, judgment call, could have got a stitch or two. And I'm like, Neosporin, do the Band-Aid like the butterfly, pull the skin together. I've done that a billion times in my life. 98% of all my injuries are from the neck up. And mainly stitches. I think I've had like, I don't know, 70 or 80 stitches in my head. So I'm kind of like, yeah, do I need one, not one? And this funniest thing is about a day or two later, I was like, yeah, this is a weird thing. I should say this on the podcast. And I'm like, why? I heal really well. Like skin-wise. I just said 70, 80 stitches. And you really... I don't know, my face doesn't look like it's had that many stitches. 8 broken nose. I had my, you know, nose straightened. But for what I've been through, like, I'll get cut like 4 or 5 days later, you can't even see it. And I'm not bragging. I mean, I can't take any credit for that, but I've just known, again, being martial arts, being cut in the stunt show, swords being cut. I mean, just everything about me, getting cut, getting stitches, I've just learned a lot. And the one thing I know is I heal well. So it was like, I don't know, a couple days ago, I was just like, forehead's fine. And like, I had a pretty good size cut that kind of turned into a little scab, and I wasn't sure if the skin was going to close all the time. I mean, I wasn't really sure. And I was like, and I was like, okay, that's not a podcast. Me being kind of funky for a few days and not really knowing sure isn't a podcast. And the whole money order thing, it's just like, yeah, that's... you, and it started kind of getting inside you, and you're kind of handling it. So, and that was kind of it until late yesterday afternoon. And again, this was not the impetus to sit down and go, hey, tell them about this moment. Like, these other moments are not that big, but this morning was. So I'm outside in my little area with Zen. I got this low little wooden chair that I sit in, and I hang out there when with, you know, Zen. And neighbor walks by, was walking up the steps, and I heard this kind of bump, and I didn't hear anything. And I was like, and he walks like 2 more steps, and he's holding his head, and he's like, ow! I go, did you just hit your head? I go, was that the noise? So I tell him about the head button, the pointy piece of driftwood, you know, just people are hurt. And I'm like, hey, I'll make you feel better. I'm like that. Don't feel dumb. And just, you know, talk to him because he's sitting there in pain. So I share this moment with him. He walks in, and it's probably within 5 minutes. Zen comes over like, let's go in the house. So it's just outside. It's just around, like, walk out, turn left. And it's kind of this big area before you go down the steps. And I put a chair and a table, and I just kind of chill out there. It just kind of became our spot. And I would let Zen go out there once in a while more and more. And now he'll go out there by himself, sit there for an hour, come in by himself. So it's a really, really cool thing that we have. So let me preface this with, I had been knocked out before, but I don't think I've ever fainted. Like, where people are just, oh, and he's standing there and he's fine and he just fainted. I've never done that. Until, I want to say like 6 months ago. So I'm out there, just like this, just like I was yesterday, chilling with Zen. And stood up, I got lightheaded for a second. And all of a sudden, I woke up and I was laying on the floor. In between, like, you know, I turned the little corner where there's a railing, you know, that's the courtyard side, and then a step or two more is my door on the right. And I had just kind of like dropped. So like my one leg kind of bent back, like I was doing like a hurdler stretch. And I fell right in between. Like, you know, here's the little wall of where my apartment starts. And there's the railing. And I just kind of like plopped straight down. And I'm like, that's pretty lucky fall. So I walk in the house. Well, what had happened, and again, this is like this weird thing to share, but it's like, well, it all leads up to this, so I'll share it all. Now, I've always practiced the breathing thing, you know, martial arts with the exhaling and breathing with heavy weights, and, you know, so there's just been this shh time where I will catch myself doing things like that, like overemphasized breathing, and not to because I'm remembering to breathe, it's just it's built in now. You know, I'll be walking up, you know, the side of the, you know, hill from the beach, and I'm just going shh, 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 shh. And it, again, not making choices, not deciding, not aware of it, just what I am, just like this certain breathing thing. And there's certain times where I'll hunch over and kind of grab my knees, and I kind of hold my breath, and I'll kind of go and then shh, and I can pop my back. Like I can actually move my vertebrae by pulling my back by myself, hunched over. So there's all these different breathing things that I kind of do naturally, you know, just me at 54 and a half through my experiences. So when I move, I thought of a dog right now, you know, or a cat. It'll get up and all of a sudden it does like the downward dog or the upward dog, just automatically. Before it's like, yeah, that's an animal. Instinctively, I got to stretch. Just can't get up and move and walk or run. So I would just kind of do that a little bit. Like if I walk outside and feel something, I'll walk over to the, you know, railing, grab it, stretch back. You know, if I'm in the chair, I'll, you know, just, again, it's highly sensitive to my body. So now there's, like this last time, 6 months ago, I'll do something where I kind of start coming out of the chair, but I'm really low, so it stretches my knees. And then I'll just press up really slowly into standing, which 4 or 5 years I couldn't even done. Now I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. So it's kind of a stretch. It's kind of controlling my body. But I'm holding my breath until the big at the top release. Now, for whatever reason, the combination of the standing, the breath, the release, the whatever, just caused me to get lightheaded. And I fell. And I got up, and I'm like, that's never happened. That's weird. I don't think I told anybody. I thought, wow, wouldn't that trip out? The neighbor opened his door, and there I was laying on the ground. So, again, just all, like all everything I've shared today, kind of, okay, whatever, just toss it away. Well, yesterday, my neighbor tells me, bumps his head, and I go, you know, I head butted a piece of driftwood, don't feel bad. Sitting there, just, I get up. And I do the same thing. I'm not exactly sure, but I did something where I held my breath and it was compressed and I let it out slowly as I was standing, kind of doing a slow squat, whatever. And then, you know, again, I'm moving slow. I'm not, oh, I stood up really quick, but it's that same thing. Something happened. And I didn't really remember the last time, like, oh, yeah, by the way, when you're seated that low and you do that thing and you stand up. And I think it's happened where I got a little lightheaded once, but I was like, oh, wow, that's that thing. And I felt myself get dizzy, but didn't faint, didn't fall. Well, I fell again. And I think last time I was like, wow, I could have hit that metal railing, you know, decorative railing that goes around the second floor of the complex that overlooks the courtyard. And I must have hit the railing with my head. So I don't know if I was, this is now weird verbalizing this, it truly, truly is. I wasn't telling anybody about the last time. So I don't know if I was knocked out. I don't know if I was like, you know, coming awaking from the being I fainted, or I had fainted, hit my head, got knocked out, and I was coming to. But it was that, like when you're watching a movie and they kind of trying to show the viewpoint of someone waking up and their eyes are kind of flickering, they can't really see. And in that moment, I was just like, this is just like, what is this? And I'm like, I can tell I'm touching my face instinctively. And as it clears, I can see blood on my hands. And now this is all like, okay, what? Where am I? Who am I? What happened? And then I just kind of go, oh, hey. And I stand up and I just kind of start stumbling into the house, going to the bathroom. And, you know, those 4 seconds, I realize that's happened again. And I hit railings, metal. And blood's covering my face, coming down my face. And I'm like, okay, do I have gashes? Is my forehead split open? I knew it wasn't horrible, but you wake up and you have blood on your hands and your face. It's just not good. So I head to the bathroom and I'm a little wobbly. Like I'm like, you know, I got hit. I compared it to like getting hit with a shovel. You know, so I'm a little disoriented. I'm a little dizzy. You know, I also fainted. You know, I'm bleeding. And I just start turning on the water and splashing on my face going, okay, I just want to find out how bad. Because I can see like 4 or 5 different spots where blood's coming from. And I, you know, rinse and rinse, and I'm starting to, you know, kind of gather all. I'm like, okay, but like, oh, it was literally like, I was like, my head hurt. Like, that was the first thing. I was like, okay, this was like a big shot to my head. So I'm like, get ice, get ice, get ice. So I'm trying to kind of wet a washcloth, get ice. There's kind of blood all over the bathroom. There's blood on the floor. And then I walk outside and there's Zen. Now, there wasn't a lot of blood outside. But number one, same thing. I kind of like, wow, what if the neighbor would have walked out and there I was bloody laying there? I obviously was not there that long, but there was Zen. There's only a few drops of blood. So I don't know if I fell back on, you know, and my face was upright and it wasn't dripping or whatever, but... So I wiped up that blood, brought in Zen. So everything was kind of calming down, and I had the ice packs, and I just started putting it on my head, and I kind of kept checking, and there was one kind of bad spot on my hairline. And then there was like, looked like a cut, and then kind of another possibly cut, more of a scratch. I had a bruise on my cheek, and of course I hit my nose again. Seems like I always hit my nose. Had the dental surgery, was way out of it. 3 people to put me in that wheelchair. My friend took me down. When he pulled up with his car, I tried to get out of the wheelchair. I fell, land on my face, get some scratches cut, and my nose. It's always my nose. It's always my nose. So I'm starting to gather, okay, there's no doctor. You're probably going to get by with some Neosporin and some Band-Aids and butterflies. But that kind of, hey, your head feels like a sack of potatoes. It's like, just sit there with ice, because it just felt lumpy. And I was like, I was just chilling out there, you know, like at 5 to 5, and now it's 5:20, and I'm sitting here with ice packs on my head, bleeding. And then I started feeling everything. I was like, you know, my neck just got tight. My traps on that area between your neck and your shoulders where people carry their stress. I go, that's just like seizing up. It's like you go into kind of shock and then you calm down. Well, this was still right away, but I was highly aware. So I started putting that ice pack on my neck and on my traps, and I couldn't believe how good it felt. Like that was the weird, not weird, but I was just like, oh, it just feels good. And it wasn't hot out or anything, but it just felt good. And then I was like rolling my neck, started cracking my neck. And I was just, I don't know, there's part of me going, look, most people be like, look, you're in shock. You just had trauma to your head, maybe your neck, your spine, whatever. Don't move. Don't do anything. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I could tell. And I'm like, look, if I sit here and all this stuff seizes up, you know, I think there's that whole spark of adrenaline that your body feels that protects you. But when that calms down, then you start going, oh, oh, oh. And I'm like, well, you know, now it's getting to be 6:30. And I'm like, so I lay here all night. I fall asleep. I wake up tomorrow morning. I'm not moving my neck. It's one of the things I thought of right away. I go, that's what I think's about to happen. Now, why didn't I work out for the last month? Because something was out of alignment. I couldn't fix it. And that had just started getting better. Where I had done a run in the morning, the little workout in the morning, I took the next day off, and I had done that 3 times. So there was part of me going, you know, you were calm those 4 weeks. And now you started working out again. And you weren't complaining or feeling funky. You're like, okay, I can't do what I was doing before, but maybe that's what wasn't important. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I know right now I got to be stretching more, so I'm stretching more, and I just felt better. So it wasn't that you got to do what you were doing last time or before. What you did consistently, it was like, and I was very okay with it. But I wasn't like, okay, now I got to do that. You know, because my whole plan was I went to the beach yesterday morning, Saturday, and I was like, okay, go Sunday early again. And last night I'm like, wow, this is where you wake up in the morning, you can't move your neck, and you have whiplash, and I got to call a chiropractor or a massage therapist. And I'm like, no, I had some, you know, I fell and my head hit a railing and probably snapped back. I go, this could be bad in the morning. And I was calm. I wasn't tripping out. I was just like, it was kind of a shock to go, wow, like one moment I was fine, chilling in a chair, reflecting on the day, sitting outside with my dog. And next thing you know, I'm laying on the floor with a bunch of ice and a wet towel. And I started putting them behind me, and then I got an ice pack. You know, the dry ice bags, I kind of have flat ones. They're kind of flat, kind of bumpy, but they're really hard in the freezer. I got one of those and put it in a wet towel. And I laid on it, and I put it right between my shoulder blades, like at the base of my neck. And I probably iced my face and laying on that ice pack for over an hour and a half, because I knew that was the most important thing. Ice, 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 ice. And I, for the record, hate to ice. I would have told you before this moment, said, how are you? Oh, I sometimes I actually skip icing because I just don't like it. I don't like that cold. I just, you know. And this, I don't know, it felt good. I knew I had to do it. It was just different. So I started realizing things were moving. And I think I fell the same way, where I dropped kind of straight down and my left leg kind of bent back. Because the inner thigh kind of to my knee was super tight. And I'm like, wouldn't that have been weird if I felt the same exact way? But I was like, that would pull that muscle, that, you know, tighten it. Foam rolling that, working that out, doing my back, everything. And by the time I laid down, I was like, I can't believe how, when I say good, I don't mean I felt great, but I'm like, I can't believe how good I feel. Probably it was probably about 8:30 or 9 when I laid down like just for like the night to be like, okay, am I comfortable? Can I sleep? What's the deal? And I was like, what? And again, there's no video camera. There's no way to tell if I fell straight down, what I hit my head on. But I mean, I got, you know, cuts and scrapes, like, and how my body and neck felt. It's like I kind of feel like I hit my, you know, just fell forward. And so a little quick point. This is probably 6 months ago as well. Guy down the block, his nephew is visiting for, I don't know, week, weekend, whatever it was, and the nephew gets drunk, and he's on the fifth floor, and he's outside, and he falls over the railing and lands on the ground. And he was in a coma, and I guess he's functioning now. Like, he didn't die. He's, you know, not paralyzed, so it's crazy. But again, stuff happens. So that kind of popped into my head going, you know, if I stumble, what's to stop me from falling over that railing? And last time, 6 months ago when I fell, I'm like, man, lucky I didn't hit the railing. It's like, well, I did hit the railing. So I'm laying there and I'm thinking, pretty tough melon. I mean, if I fall and totally, you know, drop and hit metal and don't need stitches, and I didn't fall over the rail, obviously, like, there's, it's like this kind of thankful thing, and I wasn't conscious of this at all. There was nothing going on about thankfulness last night. I was just like, wow, it's just pretty cool. And I started thinking, it's good to be healthy. You know, those workouts, my whole life, the live workout Wednesdays, foam rolling, increasing my core strength. You know, it's far as the last 4 weeks, I've got, you know, two massages. It's like I'm really working on those areas. And those like were the areas that were kind of strained. And then we're like, oh, now they went back to zero. Oh, now they're hurting a new way. I was like, I could tell I was like getting better. Like I could have completely derailed me in any progress with my body. But the real thing was, well, how was I going to sleep? And how was I going to feel waking up? I wake up like this. Just like I've been talking and just like I've explained. How am I? I wasn't judging. I wasn't critiquing. I wasn't bummed out going, wow, today I was supposed to run and lift. And I wanted to go to the beach again. And now I'm not. And well, poor me. None of that was ever happening any way along. And it would have been me. Come on, I'm just doing the live workouts, like 47 in a row. Now I can't work out. Now I got to get massages again. I haven't, you know, really lifted any dumbbells in like 4 weeks. I just, you know, me, I want, need. I. You know, I just started feeling good. Just did three of these workouts in a row. Now I fell. My neck's jacked. My back's messed up. There's none of that happening. And it wasn't me deciding not to. It's who I am. It's like, wow, no stitches. Wow, I got a tough noggin. Wow, no worse it could have been. And it wasn't like, well, why did it? It was just like, hey, stuff happens. Stuff is going to happen to you, Tom, for no reason. Out of the blue, when you're least expecting it, how quick can you be thankful without doing it as homework or an assignment or a lesson? By default, automatic. So I was so, this is where I started being thankful. Like, I was like, that happened last night, and I started walking Zen. Now, I'm going to walk Zen. I'm going to, you know, as soon as I start walking, I'm like, okay, how does this feel? How's that feel? I'm like, well, felt okay. And I'm like, well, let me go to the park. I'm like, am I going to work out? I don't know. Got to the park, kind of started stretching. I'm like, well, let me just do these push-ups. Did the push-ups, felt fine. Did the bench dip, felt fine. Did some pull-ups, felt fine. I did my two rounds, and that was kind of my, hey, I'm coming back workout. And I was like, and then I, you know, stretched a few times in my legs, and it was kind of really the top kind of hip flexor quad top of my left leg that had kind of, you know, been tight, but that was the thing got down to my leg that was tighter now, because I was like, not no clue if I was going to stretch or anything. Next thing I'm walking out of the park, and I start running with Zen. It's like, okay, let's see how this goes. I mean, didn't run the furthest, but definitely didn't run the shortest. So I get home, and we always go to this little area where there's a wall, and Zen's got some puppy friends and people friends that come out of this complex. So it just became our little, after we go, you know, for our run walk, we stop there and I stretch and he gets to say hi to his friends. So I'm stretching there and, you know, kind of how I felt a couple days ago doing the stretch, you know, just like, okay, that's tight. Like it was like everything was kind of the same as it was a couple days ago in lieu of how I looked. And I got a band-aid on my head. I got some scratches. I got some bumps. So, I mean, it looks like I took a tumble. It looks like I got hit with something. But that doesn't bother me. Like, I don't know, maybe it would affect people or, you know, but it doesn't. It's like, what if you scar? Like, I don't know. Maybe I scar. I don't know. None of that bothers me. And then this is where it hit me. There's like, you know, I just walk across the street and I'm in the back parking lot of my complex from where Zen and I hang and I stretch. And I'm walking across that street and I'm walking into my complex and I'm walking up the steps and I'm like, if I told anybody what happened to me, they say 5 o'clock, it's now, so it's 13 hours ago, 13 and a half hours ago. And I told you I just did a workout, I just ran, I just stretched and I feel good. I would not believe it. You would wake up jacked, whiplash, sore. You couldn't move your neck. You'd have been just, you'd wake up, start icing, and lay there. Zen, we're not going anywhere today. So I thought, well, like all these other stories, there's not a lot of value in any one of them. But when you kind of get through a month or two that hasn't been fabulous, hasn't been filled with wonderful moments, hasn't been filled with excitement, but you're still okay. You're still fine. And you're naturally thankful. See, now you got something to share. See, now you've had that inquiry. And now you can see it kind of coming to fruition. It was not a plan. It was not written down. It was not by design. To faint, fall, get hurt, and be thankful. To be kind of, you know, proper old, beaten up, rusty, and thankful. To have the least of everything that I've ever had in my life. And then something like that happens, and I'm like, wow, I'm thankful. I was like running, going, God, I'm so thankful. I'm like, you know, I'm standing and fell, and my face hit metal. And the next morning, I'm running with my dog. I have something to share. I'm going to do the podcast. So come to my well by the water I sell. Been listening, you know where I've been for 4.5 years. And I've talked about the last 6.5 years. And I've talked about the first 48. So that... And that has not been quick. It has not been easy. It has not always been comfortable. I'm telling you. Kind of coming to. Blood all over my hands. Looking in the mirror. Not that comfortable. Not that familiar. Not a lot of fun. But how one deals with that test directly determines the outcome of that test. And just naturally, like the quote said, Now it's coming full circle. It's just not a seed that was planted. It's not just a, oh, I found out about my... It's like, yeah, I'm kind of a mess. I got problems. I got some things that aren't perfect. Man, I heal well. Man, I can take a shot. I got a tough head. Wow, 55, 54 and a half. Line up a bunch of people, have that same accident happen, and then you go, okay, tomorrow morning we're going to work out and run. How many of those individuals would have partaken in that workout and run this morning? I can be so thankful. And I am. First thing that just popped into my head was, you know how thankful I am for the podcast right now? And I've pretty aware of the podcast and what I want to share and affect people. In the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, I go, okay, there's not a lot of new stuff, information. All of a sudden, I fall, smash my face, get hurt, and I wake up the next morning going, okay, I got something to share. Like, I love that. I love that. I followed the pro-you path of self-discovery, of inquiry. I'm not trying to change who I am. I'm trying to embrace who I am, love the good, focus on the good, and look what's happening. Even when crazy stuff knocks on your door, how did you handle it? How did you overcome? How did you deal? How did you adapt? How did you get through? How did you grow through? How did you let go? How did you surrender? How did you become a better you? Deem yourself worthy, people. Deem yourself worthy. Trust me, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You are worth it. to your Pro You moment. Glad you're here. Stoked that you made it. Pumped that you deemed yourself worthy. And hopefully you're highly aware that these little moments gathered consistently are part of that equation of you becoming a better you. So let's begin to control the things that we can. We can sit on the floor, cross our legs, fantastic. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. And let's draw that inhale through the nose. Allow the exhale out the mouth. Make it easy, make it flow. Elongate the breath. Slow it down, control it, connect the mind and body. Be present. Those are the thoughts occupying the space between your ears. Anything else should enter, kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this for 180 seconds to the best of your ability. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations. a hugely successful pro you moment. Being thankful. It's just like the easiest thing to do once you understand. Being thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. So when something is happening that you did not have written down and it is not comfortable nor familiar, find something to be thankful for in that moment. That's how you balance it out. You focus on what you can control, what you do have right now, what you can do right now. That alone is going to make you a better you. And that little model is just one example of those little things done consistently that over time become a strong and vibrant pro you muscle. Have trust. Have faith. Believe in yourself, your walk. Choose your response. Choose the thoughts that occupy the space between your ears. And the better you will show itself. Peace and God bless.